It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. And this week, we get to visit with board member Tyson Nargis from the Panhandle. And Tyson, you recently were traveling just a little bit further south in Santa Fe on behalf of the Wheat Board. Talk about that experience, what you guys were doing down there.
Absolutely. So we had the opportunity to go to Santa Fe last week for the joint meeting. It was myself, Royce Shaneman, the director, Larry Floor, another board member, as well as our new hire and our ag promotions coordinator, Sarah Morton. So it was kind of a nice little trip down to Santa Fe. We drove down from the western part of the state through Colorado and got to Santa Fe on Monday and had meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday. So kind of on Tuesday, we had joint meetings with the U.S. Wheat and also NOG, which is the National Association of Wheat Growers, highlighting a few topics that are affecting the wheat industry. So on Tuesday, we had a short meeting on breeding innovation. There were some representatives from some of the private companies that came in and talked about what they're doing in terms of their wheat breeding programs and what kind of products and varieties they have to offer for the wheat industry. I am on the hard white wheat committee, and we had a short meeting on what that looks like here in the United States and what kind of demand is. Looking at some of the white wheat acres and who's interested in those types of products. Later that afternoon, there was a pretty good conversation around domestic and trade policy and kind of where things are headed, especially in the hard red winter wheat category, which Nebraska typically raises. So there are a lot of good conversation around what is going on in the wheat world. I guess a couple of topics that are of interest. One that is going to come home to a lot of people is the fight between Bayer Monsanto and the glyphosate claims that are causing cancer. There was a industry relations gal from Bayer that took a fair amount of time talking about what that whole scenario was looking like and what Bayer is doing to fight those claims in order for the rest of us to still use glyphosate in a manner that still is very beneficial to the U.S. ag. Kind of along those lines, Thailand has, the country of Thailand has come out and said that they are wishing to take their tolerances on chemical residues in wheat products down to zero. And currently in the wheat industry, there are a few classes of wheat that are showing minor portions of chemical residues in the products. And when I say minor, they're about 30 to 40 times below the tolerance levels. So it's kind of interesting to see how internationally there are customers that are wishing to see, and logistically that's going to present a fair amount of trouble for a lot of ag countries. So I guess that was one of the big issues that is coming down the line. It's something that not just wheat growers, but all growers alike are seeing with the glyphosate cases going on with Bayer and Monsanto. So that kind of wrapped up some of the committee meetings on Tuesday, and then Wednesday involved the board of directors meeting for U.S. Wheat, where they kind of talked about what they're doing here domestically and throughout the international community to promote wheat. So that was kind of a fast recap on our meeting in Santa Fe.
Thanks so much, Tyson. Tyson Nargis with the Nebraska Wheat Board for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.